Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1342. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif from Rebbein Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blim Bas from Moshe and Lerafu Shlemi Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Lerafu Shlemi Hudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to our Malacha of Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, we're just going through some various different halachas in the malacha of tanning and how it applies to leather in general and possibly other materials. And then from there, we want to move on to the halachas of, you know, salting, like we've been talking about that midrabanan, not midatayra, but midrabanan, there are certain issues that come up in reference to food when it comes to salting certain items. Okay, we'll see how that goes. Now, brings on the Sefer Shama Vezacha, we've been working from a little bit on page, he brings that on page 362. In reference to oiling, we spoke about a couple of times in reference to polishing shoes and these type of things, but oiling leather goods, okay, so we said also to oil leather goods is also various different leather things is also a problem. Just to read how he brings it down, some various different ins and outs, he thinks about the issur to work oils, he says lotions, oils, and in other words, not just like, let's say, shoe polish, that's a problem of smearing, but oil, that would not be a problem of smearing, but you have a problem of ma'abed, of tanning, right? Preserving, or working the leather, basically. So that's the bottom line. Lotions and oils and these type of things, on any type of leather articles he brings down, again, on page 362, because this enriches the leather and prolongs the life. Accordingly, it's not allowed, it's also to apply by hand or spray, for that matter, any such substance onto shoes, gloves, belts, right? We spoke about last time, leather upholstery or the like, or leather chair, leather binding of a book, possibly. This person asked, could have leather binding of a book, fancy leather binding, you put that on, it's also a problem. Onto the back of a piece of a parchment also, which has become exceptionally hard. And now he just says further, if oil, so let's say a person says, well, I sprayed on some oil before Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos, I'll just rub it in. I sprayed some oil on my shoe. I just want to rub it in. You know, I already did the spraying. I already put on the oil before, right? So I just want to rub it in. Is that a problem? So if oil has been applied before Shabbos, he says, onto any of these articles, it would also be also to work the oil into the article on Shabbos. So the same thing by somebody has shoes, right? And they already sprayed some of this oil onto the shoe before Shabbos. Now they want to just, rub it in. That would also not be allowed. This is, in this case, it's regardless of whether the material is leather or made of synthetic material. Interesting. So what does he mean by synthetic materials? He explains further, does it say for Zach v'Shama, very interesting. He says that although Ma'abed, again on page 364 in the Sefer Zachar v'Shama, although Ma'abed is usually thought in connection with hide or leather or the like, that's the Malacha Deraisa, the Malacha does not only apply to these particular materials, he wants to say. In fact, any activity which changes the texture or enriches any type of material, the material itself, not preserving the material, which we'll see, but it changes the texture or enriches it in any way, would fall under the Malacha of Ma'abed. It could be a Drabbanan, but be it as it may, one has to be careful. Any type of action that's changing texture, enriching, even if the material is plastic, he wants to say, or something similar. So we'll see some examples. He says this halacha could be seen from the fact that, for example, pickling meat or vegetables would have been considered ma'abed if not for the special halacha of ein ma'abed ba'oichlin. Okay, in other words, that we're told, Chazal tell us, ein ma'abed ba'oichlin. It doesn't apply to foods, only in certain instances, but the general, the raisa, doesn't apply to food, meaning that applies to other things. The malacha of ma'abed does apply to other items, but it does apply to food in certain instances, midraban. Okay, we'll see how that goes. But be it as it may, so he just goes on to say that accordingly, artificial leather, which is enriched by the addition of certain lotions, artificial leather, let's say, right, and you put certain lotions on it, or oils, or whatever the case is, would fall under the subject of ma'amid. To polish shoes that are made of breathable plastic, that is used to invite a shoe manufacturer. The person has, let's say, like these plastic shoes, even though people sometimes wear plastic shoes, but it looks very similar to leather. So that would be a problem. Also, polishing such a shoe. Also, again, with oils, we're talking about not a case in time where it's mimareach, but with even with oils. Likewise, to work furniture polish into upholstered furniture, he wants to say, even in a case of time where it's oil, and thereby enrich the outer material so that it does not crack nor develop creases, would also be an act of ma'abid. So he brings it down, even if they are covered only with artificial leather. So even to the bottom line is, even if somebody has artificial leather, it's not real leather, even in such a case, working in these oils, smearing the oils and shimish, polishing it up, whatever the case is, even though it's only oils, lotions or whatever, would be a problem. Now, he does say, interesting, so he brings down, what about soft contact lenses, and they're taka put into a solution? You'll say, well, maybe that does something. No, but that's a different thing. It's put into a solution overnight so that they did not dehydrate or spoil, so this activity is allowed. That's not a problem. Why? Alts the melacha ma'abed in general. And when it comes to contact lenses, whatever, I don't know about today, they have the throwaway, but there were different materials depending on what it was. We're not going to get into the whole thing. Could be a problem of malabin, laundering, but that's a separate issue we're not going to get. But the ones that are allowed, let's say, for example, this activity is permitted on Shabbos as far as ma'abid goes, because it simply prevents the plastic from drying out. It just prevents the contact lens from getting ruined, which happens shortly after the lens is removed from the eye, right? So it doesn't do anything to the lens itself. It just prevents it from getting ruined. Like we saw with the case of the shoes, with the shoe tree, you put in these shoe trees while the shoe is wet, so that is fine, because you're just preventing it from shrinking. So therefore, it does not serve to rejuvenate the plastic material. When it's a question of rejuvenating, right, or enriching or something like that, so that's where it's a problem. But if it's just preventing, so that's okay. Since the substance does not enrich the lens in a positive way, it's not comparable to ma'abid, in which the quality of the leather is positively improved, right? That's ma'abid. Again, that's what they did in the Mishkan when they, fixed the hides and whatever with oils and these type of things. They enriched it and it had a positive effect on the hides. Okay, it's just he ends off that, however, if the lens, these contact lenses, has been left out of the solution for more than 5 minutes, then it becomes dehydrated, so then it's too hot and becomes misshaped, returning to the eye. So therefore, that such a thing like that could be a problem of, he says, once the lens was left for more than 5 minutes out, it shouldn't be returned to the solution, because that could be a problem, because again, then you're actually fixing up the lens, and only after Shabbos it may be returned to the appropriate fluid that it needs. Okay, so that's a separate thing. If, in other words, if the lens itself got messed up, that could also be a problem of maybe tikkun mono or something along those lines. But he wants to say it's ma'abed, because again, you're doing some sort of a fixing actually to the material. So that's the basically what he brings down. So the beit has made, just to sum up, in general, the general case he wants to say, doesn't say for sach v'shama, that in general ma'abed could apply to other materials also when it comes to enriching and fixing up the actual material itself. When it comes to preventing damage or something like that, so that is not an issue. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Racha Kol Tov.